podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 15 with verses 14 through 20. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind, Jesus said. If a blind person leads a blind person, both will fall into a pit. Then Peter said to him in reply, explain this parable to us. He said to them, are even you still without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that enters the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled into the latrine? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile. For from the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, unchastity, theft, false witness, blasphemy. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile. Today we speak of overcoming sin. We reflect again on St. Anthony's thoughts written and translated from the Latin Imago Deo, translating into the image of God, which is a concept and theological doctrine of Christianity as well as Judaism. This concept is a foundational aspect of Christian and Jewish understandings of human nature. We are the image of God, transformed by tension between vice and virtue, constantly a battle with overcoming sin, where lust, pride, wrath, and greed operate in silence many times alone, unless conducting affairs with others. In this tension of living in sin, St. Anthony explains that we lose our likeness with God. When man loses his likeness with God, he must use virtue as the way to prevail and overcome sin by seeking and accomplishing the power of virtue, which prevails over sin by contemplation and charity that causes regeneration, and as St. Anthony explains, is within man's abilities to succeed. When we love God, we seek the love of others who want to treat their neighbors as themselves. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. And I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. We're going to continue just praying aloud each day for my cousins, Cheryl and Joe. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 15 with verses 14 through 20. We got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, How Words Defile, Thoughts Evil Cowl. Alone them Pharisees leave fine, person blind leading the blind kind. Person blind leads another blind, pitfall in kind. Replying Peter to Jesus' time, us parable explain. Replying Jesus to remind, understanding without still insane. Stomach pass, mouth entering, latrine expelled, odor foul. Heart expels from your mouth, registering. how words defile, thoughts evil cowl. Unchastity, adultery, murder, blasphemy, witness, false, theft. Person defiled by these, Jesus murmured, defiled not hands unwashed, but respect. Yeah. Amen. I'm Tom Shokers Williams, March 27th, 2023. The recording's 24 hours later at 5:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. May the Lord protect us today as we go to visit the sick in a hospital. As we can lift up our good friend Jackie's sister, who had a liver transplant, I believe. And she's in a transplant unit now. So we're praying for her recovery today as we travel to go see her and to share some prayer and love with her in healing time. We close today at 7-Eleven. Oh, thanks heavens for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings. As we say, God bless you to our good friends, John and Marie. Peace be with you all as we close in the name of Jesus, seeking prayer for those in need, those hurt today. Lord, you know who they are. We ask that you give them some relief somehow. Allow them the understanding to know your will in all things. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we close in honor of my brother-in-law, Johnny, as we do each day, in the name of Jesus. 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 God bless you. Holding on to the name of Jesus. Be fed by his body and blood today at about 8 o'clock. Peace be with you. In Jesus' name.